Should police and crime commissioners get more powers? Yesterday, we looked at their record since they were first elected in England and Wales in 2012. Today, we're focusing on the future. PCCs already have responsibility for setting the strategy and budget of their local police force and holding chief constables to account. Now they're getting extra powers to monitor complaints against the police, oversee other emergency services like firefighters, and potentially even to establish schools to prevent children falling into a life of crime. Our Home Affairs correspondent, Danny Shaw, reports.
Echo Mike, 08 Romeo 5, over.
08 Romeo 5, go ahead, Echo Mike.
On patrol in Northamptonshire with a policeman and a firefighter.
08 Romeo 5, over.
08 Romeo 5, this is Echo Mike.
This is one of two purpose-built intervention vehicles staffed jointly by police and the fire service as part of a move to reduce costs, cut duplication and improve response times to traffic accidents and other emergencies. It's come as a welcome surprise to PC Jez Shillito, who after 20 years in the police now finds himself based at a fire station.
I was a little bit cynical to begin with. You know, we've got two different services, two different cultures. I was a little apprehensive with regards whether I would fit in, whether I'd be accepted. You know, all of those fears have been unfounded, really. I've been at Daventry for 10 months now, the fire station there, and I'm now considered one of the team there.
Closer working between the blue light services is being driven by the Home Secretary, Theresa May, who's introducing new laws to allow police and crime commissioners to take on responsibilities for fire and rescue on top of their role overseeing the running of police forces. Mrs. May also wants PCCs to have more control over the way complaints about police are handled, drawing on a scheme pioneered by Northumbria Police's Commissioner, the former Labour Government Minister, Vera Baird.
We've got three people who are not in the Police Complaints Department, but in my office, though they are police staff. Every police complaint that comes into Northumbria goes to them first, however it actually gets to the police. But if it is about poor service or rudeness or a late arrival, then they can be managed, just as you know John Lewis managed their customer relations, really. And we've disentangled that from all the bureaucracy around police complaints, and it stands free. And we've turned potential enemies of the Northumbria police back into their friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Great panels and questions.
A conference in London and advice for the next crop of police and crime commissioners. They're looking forward to overseeing the police and dealing with complaints, but not all of them welcome plans for closer working with fire and rescue teams.
It would be really damaging for the fire service because people welcome the fire service into their homes. People don't welcome the police service into their homes.
It is about bringing it together and getting that communication across each sector so that we're all singing from the same hymn book.
Indeed, the PCCs of the future are likely to become coordinators of services across criminal justice. In Greater Manchester, the PCC's role is being merged with that of the mayor, with more say over probation, prisons and the courts. Similar arrangements are being considered in Lincolnshire, Liverpool and Cumbria. But with extra responsibility comes fiercer scrutiny. Bernard Ricks is head of COPAC, a group of experts which monitors the work of police and crime commissioners.
There's going to be an enormous pushback from those that currently have the governance responsibilities, the fire authorities with local councillors in power there will be very reluctant to relinquish their responsibilities. That's going to be the same with criminal justice, and it's going to be the same in many other areas. But ultimately, PCCs are increasingly powerful individuals, and some of them will absolutely want to make their mark.
So we're currently standing on the HQ site for Northamptonshire Police. It's a large site and has been a police HQ for decades.
Adam Simmons, Northamptonshire's Conservative Police and Crime Commissioner, is already making his mark. His plans, which have Theresa May's backing, are arguably the most radical of all. He intends to move the force out of Wootton Hall, the manor house it's occupied for 66 years, and use the grounds for a free school centred around criminal justice issues.
The idea is to have an institution which is focused entirely on prevention and to build awareness of citizenship and volunteering. The school will have a a USP of crime science.
But why don't you just focus on what your role was meant to be, which was overseeing the running of Northamptonshire, setting the budget, policing priorities and so on, because Northamptonshire has not had a fantastic record over the past few years.
I think that's partly because Northamptonshire Police and the previous police authority focused purely on policing in its purest form. When we were elected, everyone thought it was just about, you know, man-marking a chief constable. 4 years later, I think people do generally believe it's different, can be bigger, can be more important, can be more insightful, and I'm on that side.
That report by Danny Shaw. So how does the original architect of the Police and Crime Commissioners, the Conservative Lord Wasserman, judge their impact 4 years on?
I think they've been a great success. I know among our own Conservatives that up and down the country, they have innovated, they have brought better value for money, they're much closer to the communities than the old police authorities ever used to be, and they're much more holistic in their approach to crime prevention.
There have been questions raised, though, in particular about the allegations of alleged wrongdoing. Complaints from the police watchdog said that out of more than half of PCCs had been investigated, and out of many complaints, six progressed to formal independent inquiries.
Martha, you know that there are a lot of complaints about all aspects of policing. Chief constables were investigated. There have been complaints against police professionals and against some of the PCCs. I don't think they've amounted to very much. Do you? They've been relatively minor. There have been questions of expenses, not unknown to members of Parliament.
What about the idea, as you said, that they were close to their communities, but how representative are they, given that there are only six women out of a total of 41 and no PCCs from ethnic minorities?
Well, I'm sorry that there aren't more women PCCs, because I think some of them have been very, very good. I'm also sorry that ethnic minority communities haven't themselves put forward candidates to in these elections. And that's no one's fault but their own. And these elections are open and free, and independents can run, and party members. And I had hoped that in some areas where there were strong ethnic minority communities, they would participate more actively. But I think as they begin to understand that policing is a public service about which they should have a say, and which they will have a say, I think that candidates will come forward from ethnic minority communities next year, next time.
Now, what do you think about the proposal to give these commissioners more powers to take on regulatory functions for fire authorities and rescue as well as police? Couldn't that mean they'll be overstretched?
First of all, these are powers. They're not required to take these over. I mean, there are powers. There are some police and crime commissioners who feel very strongly, with their chief constables, by the way, that they could do a better job if they were brigaded with the fire and rescue service, for example.
Do you think it's a good idea, though?
I do think it's a good idea. I mean, here I'm in New York right now, and here the fire service provides ambulance cover, and I think it's a great success. There are certainly synergies between these services, and I can't see why they can't do it. I shouldn't think, you know, we should make it impossible for them to look at services in a new way.
But are our local people really engaged in it? If you look at the kind of turnout you get in the elections, Theresa May said it was disappointing. I mean, that's understating it, arguably. It was, you know, at 15%, which is the lowest since the Second World War.
Well, I wasn't at all surprised at that. People had never had a say in how they were policed. The police authorities were really not representatives. And now, for the first time, they've been given a say in the strategic direction of their police force. And that comes as a bit of a shock and a bit of a surprise. And I think it'll take time for it to sink in.
Lord Wasserman. And that brings us to today's clothing headlines. The Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has